local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three starts now. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable, one day closer to Christmas. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening each and every day. 612 Right Now. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Getting you caught up here with our top three stories as we start off today's rundown. White House officials meeting with Israeli leaders today as tensions maybe a bit higher between the U.S. and Israel. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are monitoring. We are collecting information. As we do in every conflict, we are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against criticism of his country's war against Hamas, saying they'll continue fighting until Israel reaches victory and nothing less. UN leaders say roughly 90% of the Gaza population has been displaced by relentless bombing, and about a million people are facing starvation. The Palestinian Health Ministry said yesterday that vaccinations for children are dwindling in Gaza, and that running out of vaccines will have catastrophic repercussions on the spread of diseases. And Iran flexing their muscles a bit, warning against the creation of a proposed international task force to protect shipping in the Red Sea. Iranian media reporting that the nation's defense minister says any such force would face extraordinary problems in a region where Iran has predominance. The U.S. last week announced that talks were underway to set up a multinational force after a flurry of recent attacks on shipping by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen. That's a look at our top three stories today. Just shy of 6:15. First time this hour, we'll check the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, home of the Money Today Guarantee. Tax refund advance loans are available at Jackson Hewitt starting December 11th. Early refund advance is offered to eligible clients. Application is required. Finance charges apply and loans by Republic Bank. Find out more details at jacksonhewitt.com. Looking at traffic here, I got a sneak peek before I got the spotlight here. There is not much to report on. Luckily, we're having some splotches of congestion on Pine Forest Road still, maybe a little bit on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling near where it merges with North Palafox Street, and maybe a little bit downtown as well. But other than that, if you're at a busy intersection or something, hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down in the 40s. Nice and sunny for the most part on Friday with highs in the 60s. This weekend, there's a chance for rain. The most likely time it will rain will be Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 63 degrees right now, 49 tonight. With cloudy, breezy conditions, mostly sunny Friday with a high of 64. Tomorrow night, 56 with mostly cloudy skies. Taking a look at what's happening around our area here locally, a Milton father pleading for change following his son's tragic death earlier this fall. During today's Santa Rosa Commission meeting, Robert McKenney addressed the board, calling for safety measures at the intersection of Byram and Magnolia Streets. It was there in October when his 14-year-old son, Myson, was struck and later died.
There's also a miniature Christmas tree that his 15-year-old brother put there so Myson would have his own Christmas tree. I believe had there been a four-way stop in place, Myson would be celebrating the holidays with us and not in a charm hanging around my neck.
McKenney says with Milton High School, a community center and bike and skate parks nearby, pedestrians are constantly there. Santa Rosa Commissioner Kerry Smith said that they are currently looking for ways to make it safer. Also at today's Santa Rosa Commission meeting, many residents outspoken against the new procedures to public comment. So how it's been in the past is that before the actual commission meetings would start, there would be a public forum that was limited to an hour, but a resident who spoke would have 4 minutes to address the board on anything that they wanted to. And then once the actual commission meeting started, they would then have opportunities to address the board again during any agenda item that they wanted to speak at. Now that there is a new commission chairman, Sam Parker, he has changed that to remove any public comment during the agenda portion of the meeting and giving residents a flat four-minute time to address the board about anything that they want to speak on.
If you want to dictate, and I've said this from the beginning since I first stood here, this is a country that's not, it's not a dictatorship. You just don't decide and do. We are a republic. We get together, we talk, and we have conversations. Let's get back to that. Lead us in that fashion.
A lot of outspoken residents, including him right there. That's resident Aaron Williams addressing the board there today. Also, a Pensacola man will be placed in a residential treatment facility rather than jail after pleading no contest to charges tied to the abuse of his mother. According to the PNJ, Christopher Asmar's charges were dropped from two counts of attempted murder to a third-degree felony abusing an elderly or disabled adult and two counts of battery. While he was sentenced to almost a year in prison on each charge, the plea agreement will place Asmar in the Phoenix House in Citra, Florida. That facility specializes in helping those with substance abuse and mental health disorders. 6:18, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Brand.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin with you, working our way through hour number three. Happy Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. Austin, you have big plans for the weekend this week?
I've got a Christmas party that I'm going to on Saturday.
One that you couldn't weasel out of, or you didn't lie your way out of, huh?
No, it's one that I'm willing to go to.
All right.
So that's good. But other than that, I mean, my Steelers play Saturday. That's about it.
There you go. Looking at some state headlines here before we get another check of the roads and our weather. A murder trial underway in Leon County today for a man accused of killing the brother of former Florida Democratic Party chair Manny Diaz. Stephen Yinger is accused of strangling Jorge Diaz Johnston and dumping his body in a trash bin outside of the apartment that they shared in Tallahassee back in January of 2022. Diaz Johnston, an LGBTQ plus activist, was part of the lawsuit that led to the end of Florida's gay marriage ban.
And the man who Google searched how to kill someone with a knife is guilty in the stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. Randall Brown was accused of stabbing the 39-year-old victim more than 80 times before setting the victim's house on fire. The ex-girlfriend is also charged with accessory after the fact that investigators say she helped Brown escape arrest.
In Miami today, a judge hearing testimony before deciding whether a 13-year-old charged as an adult with murder should stay in adult prison or be transferred to a juvenile facility.
No mental health concerns with Mr. Rosa flourishing, if I would say.
That's Metro West Prison Guard Corporal Wims, who testified today that Derek Rosa, who's accused of stabbing his mother to death, is well cared for at the adult facility.
A mental health representative would come from the clinic to evaluate Mr. Rosa. Anything they felt like, okay, well, hold on, you know, that's out of the norm for Rosa or a red light for staff, they would do that protocol to have him seen by medical.
Prosecutors are against moving Rosa to juvenile detention because they say he needs to be treated as an adult. Karen Curtis, Miami.
All right. Thank you very much, Karen. Also, initial filings for unemployment benefits are down. New jobless claims, a barometer for the health of the labor market, dropped to about 5,800 for the week ending December 9th. That's down from about 6,200 from the prior week. 625, another check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has not been much to report on so far this hour. We did have an accident report on North Blue Angel Parkway. If you are heading westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, however, that has not caused much issue. So other than that, if you are dealing with some problems on the roads, hopefully it won't hold you up too long.
All right. Thank you very much. Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down in the 40s. Nice and sunny for the most part on Friday with highs in the 60s. This weekend, there's a chance for rain. The most likely time it will rain will be Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. 61 degrees now, 49 the low tonight with mostly cloudy skies, breezy as well. Sunshine on tap for Friday with a high of 64. Cloudy skies rolling in Friday night with a low of 56. Taking a look at our national headlines now on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. A bill authorizing a record $886 billion in annual military spending is headed to the president's desk. The House passing the National Defense Authorization Act this morning after it cleared the Senate yesterday. Congressman Matt Gaetz Says there's a lot of good in the bill, but he couldn't support it.
Only in Washington must we bring a bill to the floor so that we are able to militarily confront China while at the same time embracing the policies that make the United States more like China.
And the legislation does include a pay raise for service members, as well as allowing for the procurement of new weapons and missile defense systems, as well as national security priorities.
And a 13-year-old boy is charged with planning a mass shooting at an Ohio synagogue. He's charged with inducing panic and disorderly conduct, both of which were misdemeanors, after allegedly sharing a detailed plan online to carry out a shooting at the Temple Israel in Canton.
White House today weighing in on the impeachment inquiry that was voted on by the House yesterday.
They're wasting their time. Instead of doing the work of, on behalf of the American people, they go after the president's family.
Karine Jean-Pierre, press secretary there, saying that there's zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president, adding that the House Republicans are pursuing impeachment while doing little on Ukraine and border security.
And former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is bidding farewell.
Do not be fearful if you believe your philosophy brings people more freedom. Do not be fearful that you could lose your job over it.
That's deep. The California Republican gave his last speech on the House floor today. As he's retiring at the end of the year, Congressman Matt Gaetz led the effort to remove him from Speaker earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. And also, a New York court is rejecting Donald Trump's challenge to his gag order.
Trump's legal team tried to reverse the gag order that stops Trump and his attorneys from publicly speaking about Judge Arthur Engoron's court staff. The appeals court said Trump failed to use the correct legal path to challenge the gag order and sanctions on him. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, so there's that there from New York. Quick recap here of our top three stories. White House meeting with Israeli leaders today. Tensions a little bit higher between the two countries as the State Department says right now there's no assessment as to whether Israel is following international law. They've been accused of not doing so. UN officials say roughly 90% of the Gaza population has been displaced by relentless bombing. About 1 million people are facing starvation as well, according to the UN. And Iran flexing its muscles a bit, saying that any efforts to utilize an international force to protect shipping in the Red Sea would face extraordinary problems in a region where Iran has predominance. Last week, the U.S. said that talks were underway now to set up a multinational force after a flurry of attacks on shipping by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Other update from the White from Washington. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is telling Republicans to not be so eager to leave for the holiday break before reaching a deal on aid for Ukraine. I wonder if the Republicans will listen and heed his advice there. Republican Leader Mitch McConnell critical of Democrats for waiting until the last minute about the southern border. So we'll see who comes out on top on that one. Good old politics in the U.S. of A.
Oh, yeah.
6:30 right now. That'll do it here for our top half. Coming back, look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. We'll get our fearless forecast from Austin on the barn burner of a Thursday night football game that we've got tonight.
Tom Rigotti, President Biden is clarifying comments he made about Israel's war against Hamas. The president said yesterday, Israel is losing global support because of what he called its indiscriminate bombing of civilians in Gaza.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
Biden made those remarks today in Maryland after talking about lowering drug prices. A Michigan court rules that former President Donald Trump will remain on the state's primary ballot next year.
The former president and 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner has been fending off lawsuits in key states that allege he fueled the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and should be disqualified from another White House run for violating an insurrection clause in the U.S. Constitution.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Lennar sailed past expectations in reporting fiscal fourth quarter results after today's closing bell. The home builder posted a profit of $4.82 a diluted share and revenue of $11 billion. But investors could be disappointed with Lennar's margins. Its shares are sliding 3.5% in after-hours trading. Costco's new fiscal year got off to a strong start. The warehouse club retailer's profit, $3.58 a share, handily topped expectations. And same-store sales rose 3.8%, about as expected. Costco also announced a special cash dividend of $15 a share. Its stock is up 1.5% in late trading. In the day's regular session, stocks continued their winning ways, with the Dow Jones Industrials notching a second straight fresh closing high. The blue chip index up 158 points today. The S&P 500 added 12. The NASDAQ Composite was up 27. The market well on its way to a sixth straight positive week. That's Your Money Now.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Breakfast with Santa benefiting the Gulf Coast Kids House at Casino Beach Bar is Saturday morning. Tickets include a breakfast buffet and goodie bag. Your kids will get a special picture with Santa. See gulfcoastkidshouse.org for more. Don't miss the First City Lights Festival, part of Pensacola Winterfest. The historic district is lit up with more than 500,000 lights. See downtownpensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Bills offensive lineman Deion Dawkins recently said this to me about the NFL refs.
We can get fined for little things that go on. I just feel like everybody should be held accountable. If they throw a flag and it's holding and we review it and it's not holding, they should get fined.
Regardless if you believe NFL refs should be fined or not for making the wrong call, I highly doubt the NFL would ever consider doing that. I'm Zach Gelb.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, it's a classic AFC West matchup when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon, live from Las Vegas. It's the Chargers and the Raiders on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with DR Horton wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Hey, everyone. Jake Walker from Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Pep Talk. Christmas for me is a time to reflect on how blessed I am and to give thanks to God for His grace. Happy holidays to you and your family from me, my wife Caitlin, and our cat Charlie.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. There has not been much to report on this hour, and that appears to still be the case currently. So unless you are dealing with some issues at some busier intersections, maybe somewhere downtown, you should be doing all right. The last one that was really giving us a lot of trouble was Caroline Street. If you were traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, that was causing a lot of issues, but it appears to be just about cleared up at the moment.
All right, thank you very much. Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down in the 40s. Nice and sunny for the most part on Friday with highs in the 60s. This weekend, there's a chance for rain. The most likely time it will rain will be Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. I just closed out of my National Weather Service page. I think it's like 61 degrees right now over at the airport.
I was about to say, I can pull out my phone if I need to.
There you go. 61 degrees, 49 the low tonight, sunny, high of 64. I should have it memorized by now, but now I always need it. Also, high surf advisory is going to be in effect for the listening area through the weekend as well. All right, so we got Thursday Night Football tonight. The Raiders hosting the Chargers. The Raiders do not have Josh Jacobs. They have an offense with a rookie quarterback that just scored 0 points in a 3-0 loss to the Vikings last week. The Chargers are also not good. Their coach is how he is not fired yet, I do not know.
What's his name? Brandon Staley?
Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
So they do not have Justin Herbert. They do not have Keenan Allen. So unless you have you're in the fantasy playoffs and you've got someone on the Raiders or the Chargers, or if you're into wagering on games like this, I have no idea why you would watch this. But it is an NFL game. It's on a Thursday night, so I'm sure we will. What are you thinking here?
I mean, I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. First of all, the Raiders and Chargers have already like struggled at times offensively. The Raiders, as you said, just lost 3-0, so they're clearly not going to be doing much, especially if they don't have their running back. Chargers have lost a backbone of their offense with not just the starting QB, but wide receiver one missing. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be another, like, very boring game, probably 6-3, if I had to guess. I think that's the prediction I gave earlier tonight. What about you, Joe? What do you think the score is going to be? If you had to spitball.
I hope it's not 6-3. Can you imagine? The Raiders going from 3-0 to 6-3. Sheesh.
Well, I mean, it's not too different than what the Patriots would have done.
I'm going to say 20-17.
Really? You think they're going to get that many points? I doubt they get that many. I don't know. I hope you're right, because it would be all the more entertaining.
Well, we had a situation last week where we had the lowest over-under in 30 years, and it literally took them like 8 minutes to get over that.
Well, it took 8 minutes for one team to get over it.
That's true.
Not my team.
Yeah, I hate to bring that back up.
It needs to be remembered. Something's got to give.
What's the spread on this thing here?
It's probably pretty lame, like 4.5.
Three. Vegas, home 3-point favorite. The over-under, 34.5. So, yeah, pretty close there.
They are giving it more, though, than the Steelers-Pats had. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Looking at NBA news here, this happened the other day. Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green.
Yeah.
He's known for causing a ruckus on the court from time to time. And he just, if you didn't see it, he socked Sun center Yusuf Nurkic just out of nowhere. Just spun around, smacked him right on the noggin.
Said he was trying to sell a call.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you say, Draymond. The bottom line is this isn't a one-time offense. In fact, it's happened so often. This is the sixth time Green has been suspended by the league, but this time he's been suspended indefinitely. He will be required to meet certain league and term conditions, quote-unquote, before he returns to play. And, Joe, I'm sure he's going to learn his lesson.
I mean, I no, he's not. I don't know. I think he is who he is at this point, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Hasn't learned so far.
This idea that whatever sort of metrics we're going to give him, because, you know, we went through this thing with Ja Morant where he got suspended.
Didn't take it seriously.
And they, you know, they told him, okay, well, you know, you're going to do this. You're going to meet with the commissioner. You're going to get on your knees. You're going to say how sorry you are and how you won't do it again, and you'll change. And then like a week later, he was on Instagram holding
flashing up his piece. Yeah.
All right. So now you have Draymond, who is going to, quote, meet certain league guidelines and conditions and blah, blah, blah. It means nothing until he's back on the court.
Yep.
And he gets in a situation where he's in a scuffle with somebody or, you know, whatever goes on and for however long he's suspended for is fine, but we'll see. I'm skeptical that this is the last time we've had a situation with Draymond involving an ejection and physical contact towards another player.
Well, if any league's going to crack down on that successfully, I do think it's going to be the NBA. They've been trying to be very proactive here. I know they kind of rolled a gutter ball on Ja Morant, but
yeah.
I think with all that they've done to try to make this game better for the people watching it, I think they're finally going to crack down on that. It's something that people have noticed for far too long.
We'll see. 6:42 now, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Today in Health, Business, and Science Notes, Pope Francis is calling for a binding international treaty to govern the development and use of AI. In a message for the upcoming World Day of Peace on January 1st, the pontiff warns that while AI could lead to fantastic progress, it could also usher in a technological dictatorship.
And President Biden is laying out how the Inflation Reduction Act is capping prescription drug costs. While at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland Thursday, he announced Medicare enrollees could save on dozens of medications under a law penalizing pharmaceutical companies if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation. The president said that lowering drug costs is not just about health care. It's about, quote, dignity and security. The White House estimates that the move could cut costs for about 750,000 senior citizens.
Etsy stock down big time as the company lays off hundreds of employees. They announced yesterday it was laying off 11% of its workforce over the holidays. It's about 225. CEO says in a letter that sales have remained essentially flat since 2021 and that employee expenses have grown.
And keeping with the trend of layoffs, the autonomous vehicle division of General Motors is laying off almost 30% of their staff. Those layoffs include 9 top leaders, as the company says it's making changes to operating plans. This happened after an analysis of an accident involving a pedestrian in San Francisco. Cruise LLC's self-driving ride service is currently suspended while safety standards are being evaluated.
Also, the World Health Organization calling for a ban on flavored vapes. WHO says countries that allow e-cigarettes need urgent action to restrict them in order to protect children and non-smokers. The WHO Director General also notes that vaping is not shown to be an effective way to quit tobacco use, but instead shows alarming evidence of negative effects on health.
And Joe, I'm a heavyset guy.
Yes.
Would you classify yourself as one as well?
I've been known to be a couple pounds over whatever my BMI is supposed to be. Although if you follow the official guide of obesity,
yes,
I have been obese since I was like 6.
Well, so that's the thing; it's pretty strict, but I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, plus size TikTokers are in that same boat with us, and they're praising Southwest Airlines for its new customer of size policy, which allows overweight passengers to request a complimentary seat and forces the flight staff to accommodate, even if that means kicking others with tickets off of the flight. Mm. Under the policy, customers whose bodies encroach past the armrest are entitled to an extra seat at no additional cost. This is dumb. I mean, I'm a heavyset guy. It doesn't matter how big I get. I am not going to expect someone who paid for a ticket and who isn't as obese as me to just suck it up while I steal their seat with half of my back. I'm just
flailing over the armrest.
Like,
yeah.
No, come on. That's so
no,
uncool.
Listen, I applaud you in the stance on that. You know that that's not how it's going to go down, though. There is going to come a time where we will have this in our wacky stories one day. Mark my words, that a Southwest Airlines attendant is going to get beat up or something's going to happen at some airplane somewhere, airline, airport, where you have a customer of
size.
Size demand an extra seat on a completely full flight, and then all hell's going to break loose. Now, I think the solution to this for Southwest, you know, if Southwest is going to draw a line in the sand and then this is how it's going to be, then I think they owe it to people to not book up flights totally.
Yeah.
Keep like 6 or 7 seats.
Yeah. Don't rob people out of a spot.
And then you say like, okay, you get us a lay of the land. Mm-hmm. As far as how many seats do we have to give up for customers of size? And if there's 3, okay, we can let 4 people on standby, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's how it needs to happen. But no, if Southwest is going to go this route and take this as seriously as they appear to be, they cannot be booking up airplanes because, I mean, there's not going to be a full booking where everybody on that flight is fit, right? Yeah. It's just not going to happen in these United States.
Absolutely. So, a little past 6:45 here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, getting you another update on the roads and weather. Luckily, there hasn't been much to report on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas this hour, and that fortunately appears to still be the case. So if you are dealing with some congestion, hopefully it will not hold you up too long.
All right. Taking a look at the weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Heading through the night, skies will be mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunshine is back on Friday with highs in the 60s. Very nice weather. Over the weekend, it's not going to rain all weekend, but there's a high chance for rain, especially on Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. It's 61 degrees now, 49 overnight tonight, sunny, and 64 tomorrow. Taking a look at some pop culture notes, Trevor Noah will be hosting the Grammys for the 4th year in a row. He made that announcement yesterday. The 66th Annual Grammy Awards will be February 4th on CBS.
And Eddie Murphy is back as Detective Axel Foley. The first trailer is out for Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. He'll team up with a new partner and his old friends after his daughter's life is threatened. The rest of the cast includes Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Kevin Bacon, and Judge Reinhold. It'll hit Netflix sometime next year.
Good to see Judge Reinhold. I only know him from the Santa Claus movies. I don't know anything else that he's in. but there you go. One final pop culture story.
Rambling out of the Wild West, leaving the towns I love the best. Thought I seen some
master tapes of Bob Dylan's first album are hitting the auction block. Stephen Hanshew says he found 3 tapes after someone left them in a box in his East Village apartment years ago. Telling the New York Times, the open reel tapes were recorded in 1961. Released the following year under the title Bob Dylan. The auction house Guernsey's in Manhattan says the opening bid is $200,000, but they could fetch well over $1 million. 6:50, we'll take our final break here on a Thursday, back with wacky stories and good news as we finish up Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 6:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather. There has luckily not been much to report on this hour, and that appears to still be the case when looking in the Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. If you are experiencing some congestion, maybe at a busy intersection or some of these more prominent roads like Nine Mile Road or North Davis Highway or anything like that, hopefully it will not hold you up too long.
Shouldn't. Channel 3 first warning weather.
Heading through the night, skies will be mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunshine is back on Friday with highs in the 60s. Very nice weather. Over the weekend, it's not going to rain all weekend, but there's a high chance for rain, especially on Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 61 currently, 49 tonight. And mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a high of around 64. My guess is a little bit warmer, around 67. 6:55 here, wrapping things up on a Thursday. Wacky stories. A 27-year-old woman got picked up by an Uber at a hotel in Austin, Texas over the weekend. And they were headed to the airport, and she was apparently running late. Her name, Niyushu Alfkami. The driver says she got upset when she saw how long it was going to take to get there and wanted him to drive faster. Apparently, he wouldn't. So, out of nowhere, Niyushu grabs the driver's phone and chucks it out the window, which you'd think would just delay her even more. But, of course, she had a plan. When the driver pulled over to grab the phone, Niyushu hopped into the driver's seat and stole the car.
What?
The driver called the cops, and airport security stopped her before she boarded her flight. The car was abandoned in the front of the Southwest terminal. Niyushu could not have been running that far behind or late because She did manage to stop at a store at the airport and buy more than $120 worth of stuff with the driver's credit card.
Yeah, it seems like as that story progressed, it got less and less about being late for a flight.
Yeah.
Two men in Colorado tried to argue that their theft at a local Kohl's should have been considered a misdemeanor rather than a felony because with coupons, they stole less than $2,000 worth of merchandise. Yeah, criminals with morals here.
That's right.
In Colorado, any theft that is $2,000 or more is automatically a felony. The jury did convict them of felony theft. No word if they tried to use Kohl's cash as bail money.
Yeah. Also, in New Mexico, parents outraged after a street preacher from Texas stood in front of an Albuquerque elementary school dressed as the Grinch and holding up a sign that says, quote, Santa is fake, Jesus is real.
Here, don't touch us. Don't touch me.
Get out of here, bro. Get out of here, bro. It's a school.
There's a police officer right behind you.
Huh? Get out of here.
So as you can imagine, a little bit of confrontation there. David Grisham, the street preacher's name, confronted by angry parents, had his sign ripped up. Police were there, but said there was nothing they could do because he was on public property and not breaking any laws. Look, if you want to, you have a message you want to share, fine. There's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
And that was the wrong way.
That was the wrong way, I think.
Yeah. One man's effort to kill a cockroach got quickly out of hand, ending when he accidentally blew up his own apartment. The man, a resident of the Japanese city of Kumamoto, saw a solitary cockroach in his apartment Sunday and started spraying an incredibly massive amount of insecticide everywhere. About a minute later, the man's heating table ignited because with those flammable chemicals, his windows blew out and caused minor injuries. No word on the roach's condition, but if Joe and I were betting men,
I feel like it, yeah.
He made it.
He made it. Still alive today.
Yes.
A 9-year-old boy in Ohio who is battling cancer is sending thanks after receiving thousands and thousands of cards and gifts. Andrew Miller is battling two types of stage 4 cancer, and for his birthday and Christmas, he had a goal of receiving 2,000 cards, as he says he loves getting mail. All over the last few weeks, Andrew has received more than 13,000 cards and gifts from all over the country. His parents say they can't believe how much this has lifted Andrew's spirits. Andrew says it shows how much people appreciate me.
And a homeless shelter in Portland, Oregon, is auctioning off a pair of very expensive Air Jordans that someone left in their donation bin on purpose. It's a gold pair of Air Jordan 3 sneakers. They're based on shoes Spike Lee commissioned to wear to the 2019 Oscars. The designer confirmed that they're the real deal, gave them a new custom box as well. They're valued at over $10,000, but they could sell up, for up to $20,000.
Yeah, somebody's going to get a very highly desirable pair of sneakers there, and they're going to have a lot of money to use for a lot of good in the Portland community. So that's a good job all around.
Absolutely.
6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Thursday. One day left until the weekend. Looking forward to being back here on Friday, same time, same place, 4 to 7. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.